This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Wildest dreams are... Oh, Tay-Tay. Good vibes and variety. We've got it all. Alice at 97.3. Outside Lens tickets. How about that? How about that? Right now, it's your chance. We missed, in case you're confused, because we did it at 9 o'clock all last week. No, we're doing it at 8 o'clock now. So, PARK is this hour's code word. P-A-R-K. Text the word PARK to our contest line, 20357. If you text it there, you'll be in the running. PARK is this hour's code word, 20357. 3-day general admission, festival passes. You get all 3 days. It's incredible. It's a huge show. If you've never been to Outside Lands before, brace yourself. You're going to be amazed by this.
You'll love
this.
It. Long Who's, days. Three.
Yes.
If you go for 3 days, they're long, wonderful, but at the end, you will be tired.
Yeah.
You will be like, oh my goodness.
A lot of walking because it's big. It's spread out.
Epic.
August 8th through 10th, Golden Gate Park, Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and really a million more. SFOutsideLands.com. Look at the whole lineup. This hour's code word is PARK. More tickets coming your way at 1205, 305, 405, 505 and 605. Jane has you all day. So many pairs of tickets.
Wow.
I know. It's big, right? PARK to 20357. Speaking of Taylor Swift, and we just were, Taylor and Blake are talking again. So I guess that's good news. I don't know how anybody knows this, but we'll go with
we
it.
We trust you.
Well, I don't know. I'm reading it out of the New York Post, Vinny. I am not.
Stop being so humble.
You know what? If you want to switch and you want to be the Hollywood Tinseltown tattler, you know, I know you love this stuff.
After 30 plus years of experience, you're just going to hand me the title of Tinseltown. What are you,
I didn't ask for it. I was just a girl who wanted to be on the radio.
What are you, drunk?
On coffee.
Okay. Mm. Well, no.
I'm not saying I don't enjoy the gossip, but, you know, I'm reading it out of the things that the people are reading it out of.
Well, keep reading.
I have special access to things nobody else has. Here's your scoop. It was a swift reconciliation. Taylor Swift has made amends with Blake Lively, supposedly, and the pair is reportedly talking again after the reports that she was pissed about being dragged into Blake's trouble. I'm not your dragon. I'm my own dragon. This is the legal battle between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. They made a very good movie together based on a very good book called It Ends With Us. And it depends who you talk to. Everybody has their thoughts on what went down and how this is happening. And, oh, he was sexually inappropriate. No, she's trying to wrest control of these books away from me. And I don't know. In the end, all these people will still be able to feed their kids. I don't think anyone's getting canceled here. I really don't know.
I think most people would object to... I'm trying to come up with an example. Like in a situation where you're in trouble and I jump in to help you, that's one thing. In a situation that you've created of your own doing, and you've also...
You mean Blake has now created this, all right.
And then you put me out in front as someone who's got your back.
Yes.
Even though I'm now out front blowing fire or whatever that imagery is supposed to mean.
I just stopped by to pick up that book you told me I should read.
There's a difference there.
Yeah.
Like you let me step in for you. I got you. You put me in front of you and while in the line of fire, I feel like, well, you just had me over so I could take your bullets. No, thanks.
So he alleged, Justin Baldoni said, she whipped out Ryan Reynolds, her husband, mm-hmm. Blake Lively's husband, and Taylor Swift. Like they were, apparently they arrived at the appointed time to pick up Blake to go out to dinner, whatever the hell they were going to do. And he said he felt like he was, you know, mobbed by these people, like put a lot of pressure. As in changed the way this, she was trying to sell him some idea about how she wanted a certain scene to go. And he was like, you didn't even need to. I was already like, yeah, okay, that's a good idea. Let's go with that. This is what he says. I'm very much on his side. I don't know if you guys can tell. Actually, not. I don't care. But I do feel like it's kind of ruined Ryan Reynolds for me, which is a bummer.
Not kind of.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you're right. Not all the way, but. I just don't love him the way I used to.
Right.
It was time for me to move on anyway. Between him and Timothée Chalamet, I got to find somebody new. I'll let you know when I know
stay
who
with
it is.
Timothée. Mm-hmm. Like I've really come around to that guy. The job he did in the Dylan movie was really some great work.
Maybe I'll go Jason Momoa. He's always been kind of like hanging on the sidelines for me.
I don't know about that.
He doesn't realize it, but he's been there for me. So. Oh, you don't. You don't think he's good enough for me? Is that what you're? What's your problem with Jason Momoa?
I like Momoa, okay, but I don't.
Do you like Jason Momoa or The Rock better?
Well, I gotta go Rock, but that's for me. He's Maui.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Use your head.
So for you, it's The Rock. But yeah. For me,
it's The Rock.
It's not The Rock.
No,
it's Jason Momoa.
Maui.
No, I will be the Khaleesi to his whatever the name of that guy. What was his name in that?
Drago?
Was it Drago? Yeah. Oh, Drago. Look at you. See, it should be Jason Momoa all the way.
He's too muscly.
Oh, and The Rock's not too muscly? I think The Rock's a little
Momoa?
Bit too muscly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's yeah.
I get it. You work hard to, you know, get your movie done and then you go eat.
Yes, yeah.
So I get it, but I've seen some shots of him where I'm like, that's the beefcake from
I'm just not holding in my six-pack. I'm just letting it go. Listen, I don't mind that. I actually feel like, okay, now all that's right. A body I can stand next to and not be like, oh, man, I look like dough. You know, that's...
All right.
Got to rank those things.
What were we talking about Momoa for again?
No reason, because I gave up Ryan Reynolds, that's why.
Oh, right.
Jennifer Lopez is ready to find love again. In her new movie, that is.
Oh!
But this movie is, I guess, by one of the same guys. Hold on a second. It's got like a Ted Lasso thing. I believe that, I think his name is Brett Goldstein. Let me see if I can find his name here. It's Roy Kent. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Brett Goldstein of Ted Lasso.
Is in a rom-com with J-Lo. Get out.
And I think he also wrote this movie. And I want to say he was one of the writers on Ted Lasso and wasn't even cast in Ted Lasso until he was like, no one can play the part the way I can.
Right.
I am Roy Kent.
I believe that's the way that went.
Yeah.
Yes. But I don't see her with him. Do you?
Well, I guess we'll have to watch the movie to find out.
She's going to have to act her ass off to sell that to me.
I don't know. He's hot in a weird way. Roy Kent. He's not my new guy. Don't worry.
She was married to Batman.
You know, she's obviously over him. She's looking for somebody new.
Well, she's over him because he left. He divorced her.
Oh, you think he broke her heart?
I'm sorry. Isn't that the way that went?
Oh, I don't know. I thought for sure she was just done doing him.
J-Lo was done doing Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he was like sick of her, you know, being a diva and she was sick of banging him. And so that's what happened. They were sick of each other. I didn't think that he dumped her. But maybe, I don't know though. I mean, you could be right. Are you doing, now see, this might be why you should be the Tinseltown Tattler. Look at you knowing. Go on.
I just think that I thought he's the one who initiated the divorce and like moved out. And I guess I got it all wrong.
Well, maybe you got it all right. God, you should
what
really.
What are you doing?
We should just switch roles. It'd be great.
Okay.
I really don't want to.
So,
but if you really want to, you can.
It says Jen filed for divorce. She was the one that actually filed.
Oh, well, but does anyone know, like, what, who cares? Moving on.
I don't think we know.
Right, because we are not in the house with them. But it's definitely that she got sick of boning him. I think that that's what happens a lot. Girls get sick of boning people. Guys do too. But generally, if a girl's like ready all the time, a guy's like, okay, I can stay interested in this. But girls are like, you know what? I need to be love bombed at all time. Like, I can picture her being so needy. Like, I need you to romance me. And he's all just like, look, honey, I gotta go. Can we just do it in the shower real quick? And she's all, no, I don't want to do that. I want the flowers and the candles and, I don't know, incense. I don't know what she wants. I can't keep up with her. Oh, that's the music she needs too, like romantic music. Although, she did do the like, I love, I'm in the biggest love story of all time. I think she got really depressed when her concerts weren't selling and her movie was going to be a flop. And then she was like sick of banging him. She's like, what am I doing? Why have I circled back for this?
I see it very differently than you do.
Okay, now you tell me what you
see. Well,
think.
No, I don't need to. I see it the opposite of how you see it. In fact, here's this record and this tour and this movie all about the greatest love story never told. And there's Ben over there going, I've had about enough of this crap. Like, honestly.
So you don't think she was sick of doing him? Because that's my theory. 100% my, that's it. That's all I got. So you're like, it was more complicated than that?
She was sick of doing him. So she blew up her less than 2-year-old marriage where they got married twice.
Yeah.
But you think maybe he was the one who wanted to marry two times?
Maybe.
Oh.
No, I think that, that's what I'm saying though. I think that her expectation was it's going to be this constant romantic thing. And when it just wasn't, she was like, well, F this guy. He's proved himself to be a guy who can have a semi-normal life. Like, even though he got bored and left his first wife. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
Oh, all right. People can text in, try to explain it to you. 800-400-3697.
Yeah, please explain it to me, everyone. That'd
so,
be great.
The new movie is called Office Romance. Jennifer Lopez. By the way, they say she's looking for her new love in New Jersey. Or her character is, anyway. Office Romance. She was hanging out in some New Jersey, some suburb, hanging out on the set of the new flick. It's going to be a Netflix movie. She's dressed like business attire, you know, Office Romance. She was trying to keep a low profile, walked from a local restaurant, which was shut down for filming, to her car, kept her head down. She's getting back to work, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, they say she was upset because he was saying it was like really embarrassing, the breakup. Mm-hmm. Remember I was telling you that last week?
Mm-hmm.
He felt embarrassed and vulnerable about the split. That's why.
Well, it's embarrassing to marry publicly twice in under a year.
Especially
and then
with
make it
that kind of history.
The next year.
I know. Well, technically, I think it was like maybe 1 year, 10 months.
And for the record, like on
something
top
like
of that, there he is at some, I don't know, some award show like this. Like, he got dragged to the freaking thing in a monkey suit.
Was it at the Grammys?
I don't know what it was, but he had the, that's all anyone could talk about was his resting Ben face.
Yes. It changed the whole way we say that.
Right.
He didn't look happy.
He dumped her, says 415. 415 says, Sarah has amnesia. I know, and it's so weird. It's selective.
Amnesia?
She knows
what?
All the stoplights, the exact number between here and her house.
I don't anymore because there's like nine flashing red lights and I can't decide whether or not to call them. I have to stop at them. So am I stopping? That's ruining my percentages are way down.
He dropped off when she was brought up in the Diddy allegations. Ben did.
I thought that was after. I don't know. Who cares? It's just a story to talk about. Anyway, congrats to them and on her new movie. All I really wanted to talk about with this is that the guy, Roy Kent from Ted Lasso, wrote this new movie and he's starring in it. I haven't seen him in anything except Ted Lasso.
So you think he'll be husband number six?
Is that what number we're on?
I don't know. I guessed.
What do you think it is? Five?
Oh, I'm not sure, but I was going to say that Roy Kent is in Jason Segel's show, Shrinking.
Oh.
He's the writer for that, according to the texter.
Yeah. He's fantastic.
Is he in season two? Was he in season one? I watched season one.
Maybe just at the very end of season one.
Okay.
But definitely in season two.
Yeah. I should go back and... You know what, though? I liked that first season. I think Harrison Ford is doing his best work right now. So good.
Absolutely.
But I started the second season, and the first episode was so goofy with his, like, what's his name? Jimmy or something? Mm-hmm. Like, the Jimmy-isms, and, you know, I was just like, okay, so this is now all shtick? Like, I thought it was really... I like Jessica Williams a lot. Anyway,
no,
maybe I'll go back.
No, it's a tearjerker.
Oh, great. I love that. I actually do like to cry. Feels good. Get it out. Anyway, I don't even know where we are. I'm going to just move to the next story. Here's a story about Bill Murray. Lost today. It's Monday. Just happy to be here. Back in 2002, Bill Murray, who we love. I mean, I love Bill Murray. I know you're a fan.
I'm a giant Bill Murray fan. Yes.
Bill Murray was working on a movie in 2022, and the movie was called Being Mortal. It was being directed by Aziz Ansari.
Okay.
And Bill Murray did something to a female crew member that got the whole production shut down. It got canceled. Like, that movie never got finished. It didn't happen. Now, isn't Aziz Ansari, he was accused of wanting to kiss someone he was on a date with, I'm pretty sure. He escaped pretty much unscathed, and it was rightfully so. Like, you've agreed to go on a date, the guy tries to give you a kiss, and you freak out and run away, and then that's, you know, now he's got to be canceled.
Like, I don't feel like he got away unscathed at all, but I do think that it was proven that he didn't do anything that a normal person on a date wouldn't try to do.
Right.
But I think that he kind of disappeared from public eye for a while after that event.
I don't know. I didn't feel like he got it the way some people did. There weren't like 15 people who came out and went, oh, now you're brave enough to do it. I'm going to say what I did. He was just like, ah, I mean, I was on a date. I was trying to give her a kiss.
That's what, you know.
That's what I've always thought. He probably doesn't do that anymore.
It's on us to make the move.
Right. I would like to ask permission to kiss you. Would that be something that we could we negotiate that, or could we talk about that? And, you know, I need your consent.
Something signed.
Yeah, right.
In advance of this date, I'm going to let you know that it will be up to you to try something, because I won't be.
Right. I'm not even saying whether I want to or not, but if anything's going to get tried, it's going to come from you.
Got
to
come
lady.
From that side, because right. I'm not brave enough. No,
I want to have a career. I want to continue to do the work that I love. And I'm also going to be taping and filming this entire date. And here's an NDA for you to sign. Okay, so Bill Murray says that what happened, Bill doesn't think he did was that bad. He doesn't think that what he did was that bad. He says, I was wearing a mask and I gave her a kiss and she was wearing a mask. And it wasn't like I touched her, but it was just, I gave her a kiss through a mask and she wasn't a stranger. I certainly thought it was light. I thought it was funny. To me, it's still funny. The idea that you could give someone a kiss with a mask on, it's still stupid. It's all it was. And it really bothers him that this happened. And I actually wondered, like, was Aziz Ansari so shell-shocked by the fact that someone had tried to suck him into the whole hashtag Me Too thing that he went, ah, I can't have this. I can't do this. Like, I don't know who pulled the plug on it. And Bill Murray is really not saying, but he's saying.
Well, the actress definitely pursued.
She said stuff about
it,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She absolutely called him out and there was a stop in production. Mm. I don't know what became of it. And I don't even know who the actress is.
I know. And her name's not in here.
But I do know that it was clear he invaded her space, in her opinion.
Right.
And he thought he was being funny.
Yes.
And I know that he's an older guy. He's old school. But I know that there are things on sets, just like on football or sports teams, where a coach might say something to get a performance out of an athlete.
To rile them up.
And similar.
Make them mad.
Might happen. So, but I think we're getting more and more in a world where those things aren't going to be acceptable anymore.
Right.
You're talking about billion-dollar businesses where Bill's idea of keeping things light ended up shutting the whole production down.
Right. Well, I mean, I can see him I've watched him my whole life. That doesn't seem like an out of character thing for him to do. Everyone's got they're not strangers. They're working on a set together. He thinks he's being funny and he kisses her with a mask on. But for that person, I don't want to minimize what her feelings were like. Get away from me, old dude. Or person, other person, forget old or not.
People have different ideas, too, about who, like, to me, Bill Murray's one of Hollywood's greatest, funniest, the way back to Meatballs and Stripes. And, I mean, I love the guy. If he kissed me with a mask, I'd be like, throw a leg around you.
So he says, Bill Murray says of this whole incident, it still bothers him that everything came to a halt the way it did. His quote is, there was no conversation. There was nothing. There was no peacemaking. Nothing. I don't go too many days or weeks without thinking about it.
I bet.
Still really bothering him.
I just have to add that a couple of days ago, he did this again on a talk show. He's on Watch What Happens Live.
He kissed somebody?
And he grabs Naomi Watts and kisses her.
But did Naomi Watts know it was coming?
No.
Oh, no.
He does it like as a joke.
Hilarious. It didn't,
but he didn't
go
have a
over
mask
well
on
the first time.
No.
Is it possible that was a setup? Like
it's possible. I don't know.
He just saying that he never goes a week without thinking about it. Like I feel like.
I know. That's why I had to bring it up. So
right.
The internet's chatting
but
about
not
that.
With masks.
No.
This was
no.
Just.
So they're in an interview, like on a talk show.
And he's all, I'm feeling this.
I'm going to bet.
Wow.
That this is all part of the same storyline.
Maybe.
Like he's trying to show. Nobody died. I don't know what he's doing from his own standpoint. He's trying to defend himself, right?
Yes, that is what this sounds like. This particular story, he's talking about what he did that got that canceled that movie. I did not know about the he kissed Naomi Watts thing, but I also didn't know what the thing had been. Like, I didn't know that everyone just heard something happened mm-hmm. on the set. Mm-hmm. This is him saying, this is the first time I'm hearing it, that there was some kind of a weird masked kiss involved.
All joking aside, though, not to, I guess I'm taking sides because I love Bill Murray.
I know,
but in reality,
I feel that way too.
I don't want anyone to kiss me at work.
Right.
And I've never been that guy. You've known me how many years?
Many, many years.
I'm just not really, I don't even need you to hug me. Like, we're cool.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, and I've tried to get better about that because I know some people, that's just social norm.
Yep.
And so I've tried to, like, often.
Well, there were certain people where I was like, that person's going to hug you. Just so you know, that's how that person is.
Often you make things harder and more uncomfortable trying to state, you know, what kind of space you want, then it could be over. All right, there's your hug. Jesus. You know what I mean? So
yes.
I've often just gone, I give up.
So it's like, do I put up with that or do I, you know, get into a pissing match about it, you know?
Well, whatever movie it was, we'll never see it.
Nope. Being mortal, we'll never see it. This is all part of being mortal, everyone. All right, what am I looking at for time? No, I'm out. What do you got coming up, Vin?
Well, Colorado City is set to seize people's cats and dogs if the number doesn't meet their criteria.
Oh.
After these.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram and see all kinds of pics from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the show goes up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I love that page.
It's the perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show. Make sure to stay updated by checking out our Facebook page. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know that Sarah is, while we broadcast, doing calisthenics. It's unbelievable.
No, I'm not.
You're what?
I'm stretching. I'm
Wasn't
getting...
that what is calisthenics? Isn't that?
No, isn't stretching? Calisthenics like, you know, jumping jacks and like running in place and cartwheels, somersaults.
Look up calisthenics. I mean,
if anything, I'm just doing like a little bit of stretching. I like to stretch.
Okay.
My hips hurt.
Why do your hips hurt?
I don't know. I'm old, I guess.
Oh. It's a form of strength training that uses body weight as resistance for exercise.
Oh, I guess I am doing calisthenics. Are you enjoying it?
I think it's interesting that here we are doing this thing and she's, look at her, deep squats.
She can do it all.
I can do it all at once. I'm doing it right now.
Right.
Radio show and stretching.
Yes.
Clouds today, everyone. Sorry about that.
It's okay. I don't blame you.
Yeah, I'm not the one.
I just wish that the apps worked a little better.
And as Maddie mentioned earlier, the national championship in college basketball goes down tonight at 5:50 on CBS. Florida versus Houston.
And then it's over.
And then it's over. And UConn won for the women last night, or yesterday, I should say. Okay.
Congrats, UConn.
This is one of those strange things that I saw and thought, well, I think there's going to be some riots. A Colorado city plans to seize residents' pet cats and dogs in a bid to limit the number of animals allowed in households.
Why?
On August 1st, pet owners in North Glen, it's about 40 minutes outside of Denver, will not be allowed to have more than four cats, dogs, or a combination of the two. Totaling no more than four.
That seems ridiculously low.
The new pet ordinance was recently approved by the city council at the request of residents after extensive research and discussion. This is one of those things where you really do need to get involved in your local government in order for your voice to be heard on this kind of stuff. And I think most people don't even know where their city council meets, right, when they meet, or what they're talking about.
Right.
It's just, especially if you got some kids, you're like, oh my God.
Right. I can't add one more thing. I'm not going to go to the town meeting.
But then
something like this gets passed. Like, that's ridiculous. That's like such a low
number. I didn't even rinse all the shampoo out of my hair this morning. I'm not getting to some meeting. Forget it. I got a clump over here.
You don't even have any hair.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about normal people who have to wash their hair.
Because you're not normal?
Well, I don't have hair.
I think we can all agree.
The restriction was introduced after concerned residents complained of excessive noise and waste caused by a high number of pets in some neighborhoods.
Well, that can be a problem.
While I don't disagree with the idea that people shouldn't have more pets than they can manage, I do feel like, get out of my house.
Right.
Like, that's one of those neighborhood things where people decide what color your house can be painted, or, where, you know, and you find yourself going, listen, I pay the bills over here.
Yeah.
And I pay taxes for you, the HOA, and I pay for you, the city council. Yep. And I protect my rights, but leave me alone. So it's very surprising. But they say people who have that many pets already will be grandfathered in. But going forward, if you have more than four pets, they'll take them.
How are you going to do that?
I don't understand.
Well,
but that's their plan.
It's going to be a busy adoption season, Maddie. Get ready for it.
So I can have four. Okay.
You know, I feel like, okay, fine, set a limit. But four total? There have been very normal families who have plenty of cats and dogs. And
again, I also...
It doesn't feel excessive at all.
Understand where...
10 feels like a lot.
If dogs or cats are running wild and there's poop everywhere, and it's... I get where the city might say, we've got to do something, but walking up to someone's house and saying, we heard you got another cat, which one are you giving up to keep that one?
Pick it, Sophie.
You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
Yikes.
Yeah. Hmm. And some people are just trying to help these animals out, right? I mean,
yes.
And there are also people caught
completely off guard, and they're probably the ones with the most pets, completely off guard because they're like, so North Glen is now becoming Russia. You guys are going to be in charge of everything I do at some point here.
Too many cats.
What's next? Do I have too many TVs? Too many cars?
Too much vodka. Yeah, I know. That's true, actually.
Anyway, North Glen.
Some people will yell at you if your car's in your garage. I mean, cars in your driveway and not in your garage. Or if, God forbid, your garage door's open.
I understand neighborhoods and neighbors, and you want everyone to get along. I like my neighbors. Luckily, I feel really good about all of them.
I will say there's nothing more aggravating. I live in a pretty thick neighborhood. Like, everyone's very close to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some dogs. And there are some people who are clearly leaving a dog by itself all day long. And I'm like, what do I have to go? kill a dog. I can't do that. That seems wrong, but I want to. Well, it never stops barking. I'm like, what is going on?
Well, he's sad and lonely.
He's being a dog.
Feel bad for him. Don't go kill him.
That's why I haven't killed him yet.
Oh, all right.
Because I do feel bad for him. Like, right. Obviously, your person doesn't love you.
Well,
they're leaving you alone all day.
Their person may have to work all day.
Well, then their person needs to figure something out for their dog, because the rest of the neighborhood is like, listen, if it's not me, it's going to be someone. Like, that dog has got to go. I'm kidding. It's not that bad. I don't care. I would never kill a dog. Can't even joke about it.
Everybody knows you're just backtracking right now. We got you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going
to. Don't worry. The texters are letting you have it.
Like poison hamburger or whatever.
I'm very nervous.
Oh, my God.
That's what they're suggesting. That's why they keep saying that.
They're suggesting it for you. Sheesh.
Well, thanks for the suggestion. Oh, they want me to eat a poison hamburger?
Yes, you psycho. Right.
Well, that's what you think. I'll do it. I'll see if I survive. Built or survived.
You probably will.
I know, like a cockroach. Knock wood. Hope I survive your poisoning attempt. Jesus.
Like this might be the dumbest parking ticket of all time. And I got to admit, it's pretty dumb. And I've had some dumb ones.
Parking ticket. The dumbest parking ticket.
There are times, I've had times when I live in San Francisco. I've had times when I've mostly just been working here and shopping in the area. But I've always dealt with certain times where you're like, I just want to go in that place. I'm just trying to find a spot to put this car for 10 minutes.
Right.
I don't understand why there were, and I forget it. I'm putting it here and I'm running in and they got me.
Right. It's a hydrant or you double park or something. You just needed to run in. I want to patronize this local brick and mortar.
And sure, now I know never to stop again.
Right.
Great. A man in Montreal is fighting a parking. This is Canada, everyone.
All right.
A man in Montreal is fighting a parking ticket that his daughter got in front of their home. It happened on April 1st.
Oh.
But it's not an April Fool's joke.
Hmm.
Early in the morning, the city installed signage for a brand new bus stop in front of the man's house. The sign is actually in his front lawn. The crew finished up about 7:55, and 10 minutes after the sign was put up, parking enforcement came by and gave his daughter a parking ticket for her car blocking the bus stop. Her car had been there overnight before the bus stop even existed. So there she is.
So they just like overnight, they created a new bus stop and no one in the neighborhood even knew that the bus stop was going in.
The man said they were given no advance warning about the bus stop coming.
Right.
There's no way they could have known.
They're not fighting the bus stop, though. What they're all they're doing
is saying she was parked there before you even built.
How much do they want?
The city agrees. They said that you're right. This does seem unjust.
Oh,
unfortunately, the ticket will not be reversed. They say once a ticket is written,
sacre bleu,
there's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, really? Nothing? There's nothing you can do about it?
The man is contesting this madness.
Hell yeah.
But he's annoyed that he has to spend his time and energy on something so stupid. Hey, listen, that is one of those things.
That's where life.
There it is. Sometimes there is no justice.
Right. It's like when your identity gets stolen, it's
you have to straighten it out.
You've got to do it.
Oh, I've
when
even
you
had
get ticketed.
With one of the phone companies that we get service through, I was like, called them. You go through all the stuff.
Yes.
And then you're like, look at my plan. I'm being overcharged. I need to show you what it, and they went, oh yeah, 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 you are. Okay. All right. Fix it, please. Okay. Hang up. Everything's fine. Except it's not. It's not even close to fixed. The next time I get charged even more. I call them again.
Oh my God.
You know how you got to like get on the phone and go through the tree and start this. And then
you basically have to allot time for it.
By the fourth time I called them, I was at the point where I went, manager, just get me. You got to get. And then the guy gets on the phone. He looks at all the notes and he goes, oh, this really has been a lot of work on your part. I go, yes.
Thank you so much for noticing how much work I've done.
It's been hours. And he's
so what was
and I
the
go,
disconnect?
How is it? And he goes, sometimes they put the stuff in and then it doesn't click into place And it just sat there, undone.
Four times.
And I went.
And is it fixed now? And did you get retroactively paid back for the, they didn't give you some kind of a bill credit?
Well, I would like some sandwiches for the time spent sitting on the sidelines there.
Oh, you had like a list of demands?
I was sitting there like, I'm checking out
the sidelines of life.
I got to be over here doing this while everybody else is busy in their world. You know what I mean?
I do. I'm so sorry.
Even the
missus
walked by and was like, thanks for doing that. That seems like a, because we're both on the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for doing that. That seems, and I'm like, yeah, this sucks, Beavis.
Yeah.
Really, really, really.
Sometimes you really do have to brace yourself for, like, do I have the time and am I in the frame of mind to tackle this?
I got
to
get a bottle. A drink of water.
Oh, thank God.
I got to sit down. No, you know what I mean. Like, I was like, a bottle of drink. I got to, you know, you got to, all right, let me make sure I've got an iPad to watch. I got to, like.
All right. Deck of cards. I'm going to play some solitaire here so I can make sure I don't miss this call.
Anyway, back to the point, which is this guy has to contest this insanity or just pay the ticket. What do you do?
Well, do you know how much, what was the ticket cost?
It doesn't say.
So is it like 70 bucks?
Are you a principal guy? Or are you a, I need to be removed from this
Personally,
annoyance.
I'm a throw money at it guy. Because I feel like I don't have all day for it. But I appreciate that some people are principal people.
John?
You
want to make a phone call?
John, this is happening. All right, great. I'm going to just pay it then.
Let me scratch out a check.
I probably just pay it, especially if it comes back at me a couple times. I would be like, but I'd pay it. So what did he do?
He's still fighting it.
Oh, he's still. This just is happened. Ongoing.
This is April 1st.
Oh, right.
It just happened.
I just pay it, dude.
Don't just pay it,
and you know why I just pay it? Because not only is this thing not going away, you're going to have penalties and interest. And in the end, when you do pay it, you're going to pay a lot more. Just pay it. I don't know. I just, sometimes you just got to let things go. Other times you got to fight it to the death. Whatever you choose, it's the right choice.
Maddie, to the death or scratch a check.
Tell the truth.
I would like to think I would fight it, but most likely I would just want it to go away. Yep. And if I had the money, you know, I would do it.
I guess if you don't have the money, then you fight it.
Yes.
What about you, Bobby?
Bobby. I know exactly what I would do. I would say, this is ridiculous. There's no way I'm paying this. I'm going to fight it.
I'm taking it to City Hall.
And then I would never get around to it. Oh. And then one or two late fees later, I would pay it.
Oh, you know what? She knows herself.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ran. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ran. I don't like it.
You want to try it and give it another try?
No. I want you to give it a try.
Just do ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-one.
No.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-won.
No, you
Because
do
then
it.
She won.
You, what?
I like this one. This one's great.
Ba 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 baran. Ba 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 baran.
You know what? I'm fine with that one too.
I love it.
Yeah, let's just keep it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Beavis, what happened to Dusty? Nothing happened to Dusty.
What did you say about Beavis?
This sucks, Beavis, or something like that. Yeah, it's a phrase. It's a saying. Isn't it?
It sucks, Beavis.
It's kind of commonly known, I thought.
I didn't hear you say it.
Dealing with...
I just didn't notice it. It is it's that common
say,
of a
went
saying.
Right into your ear holes.
Yeah, there's no escape.
You're wearing
Maybe I was
the
busy
things,
doing like, calisthenics at the time.
Oh, right. Mm. So funny. He chose to fight that, and then as soon as he read the...
Well, calisthenics sounds like something like army guys do. Isn't that like a boot camp thing? But turns out, no. Use your own body's weight to resist your... whatever the hell it was. Fine. I guess that's what I'm doing. Not just yoga or stretching.
He nailed it.
As usual.
They say if you tell those phone tree answers the upgrade you because they know you're mad. Tell those phone tree answers. I don't know. Oh, you.
If you're yelling manager down the line, it goes, the AI goes, oh, this guy's mad. Let's get this guy in.
I don't know, but I was definitely at my wits. Like, I just went, I can't. This has to end with this call. And I did tell him, I'm like, listen, I'm going to, if this isn't fixed after today,
new service.
It's a total pain in my butt to switch everything, but I can't reward you with my monthly checks. For putting me through this time, wasted time. Yeah.
Right.
I'm a DJ. I have some free time, but I also have kids, and they just mop it all up every second of it. Daddy. What? I mean,
not yes, one
dear.
More thing. No. Oh. Not one more thing.
Cute girls.
They are cute.
They are very cute. It's true.
But when they're yours, they are, you like know all their little things and you just think, you sure look cute to everyone else.
650 says, Montreal is notorious for parking tickets. My wife can never go back.
Oh, like as in she has so many outstanding that there's a warrant for her arrest? You know, a lot of people aren't allowed in Canada. We
You're
know
a band,
that from time
eh?
to time.
Yeah. 415 says, wait, what?
Mm.
Oh.
He's saying A, like a Canadian mic. I love you, Canada. I love you no matter what's happening else. There's a lot of people down here who are still like fully Canadian fans.
My dogs are my life. I've got three and they get walked multiple times a day. They bring me so much joy. I cannot imagine getting a pet and leaving it home alone all day. Bad human.
Bad human.
Well, human that has to work. I mean.
But bad, so that human shouldn't have a dog in a little tiny backyard at a condo.
I would never do that.
But this person does.
There are things that, I mean, when I had a dog, there were so many things that I gave up because of the standard I expected that dog
because
life to be lived.
She was your responsibility.
Right.
You owed her that.
But that is why I haven't gotten another one.
Because no, you have one.
No,
you
well, I mean,
do
I do
have
one, but like
so
I told the missus,
noticed,
like, you know, really, we shouldn't. And then she went, I'm going to. And I went, okay, just so you know.
We shouldn't. But we do now, and you have to take that dog out. Walk the dog, Vin. Walk the dog. Get home and whiz the dog.
Oh. Hi, Fred. You're a good dog.
Relationships. They're so awesome.
Does Fred, by the way, in case you missed it first thing this morning, Maddie's officially adopted Fred the dog.
Yes.
So we have a new family member. Does Fred just like lay on the couch all day? Or is he in
he
a crate?
To the morning show.
Oh, so you leave us on in the morning.
And then
nice.
I go back, like today I go back and walk him. And then I drive
but
back
not,
into the city.
He's not crate trained. He's
no,
just hangs
no,
at the house
he,
and he's good. Has
he
had
in my
any
bed.
Accidents?
The other on a weekend morning, because I didn't get up at the normal time. He did have a little accident.
Where did he have it? Right by the door or on the rug?
Kind of walked it.
Oh,
left a little
no.
trail. Poor guy.
Well, that's so. On you.
Yeah,
how
it's
late
on me.
Do you sleep?
Huh?
When you like let yourself sleep in, how late do you go?
Like between 7 and 8 sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But usually I get up early and feed the dog, walk the dog, and then go back
and then
to
you
bed.
Can get back
yeah,
to bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then it's ruined because you're up.
Yeah, but anyway.
It's hard to get back to sleep once you're up and out.
And not always. I'm always tired.
You're still
from this
so
job.
Young.
Yeah. Yeah. My youth.
415 says, this is a thinly veiled referendum on cat ladies who are home to dozens of cats who pollute their neighbors' yards. Well, that might be it.
It could be. Yeah. I mean, there are definitely people who are problem pet owners. It's not even that the pets are the problem. It's always the owner, in my opinion. So maybe there's just enough bad ones. I'm a terrible cat owner. Don't care about those cats at all. Get the rats or I'm not feeding you. That's what I say. I kid.
You're
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
One of them is so affectionate, it's hard not to love them. The other one.
But you manage.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, it's hard not to love them.
I work hard at not loving that
That's
guy.
Right.
All right.
Sometimes I'm very proud of him. I'm like, way to murder that rat. That was good.
What's happening in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, well, let's see. I definitely have that here somewhere. Festivals that are and aren't happening, plus the country music takeover.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.